Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from a few of Humboldt's state qualifiers for the Blue Oval at Drake next week. Later on, we will sit down with Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar and Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt Wildcats would automatically qualify for four events at Thursday's state qualifying meet at Lions Field in Clear Lake. The 4x800 team of Jackson Dodd, Elliot Carlson, Peyton Van Pelt, and Mason Van Pelt play second to qualify. Peyton Van Pelt spoke on qualifying for the team.
Yeah, it's just awesome, man. We got a great group of guys come to work every day at practice, work our butts off, and it's good to see it get rewarded.
What did you think of the field coming in?
Coming in, we were pretty confident with what we could run. We knew we'd have a shot, and it was pretty competitive, and anything could happen, and we're glad it worked out for us.
And reaction-wise, as soon as you know you're going, what's running through your mind, the team's mind out there?
I wasn't really thinking. I was still dead from my 800, and it's just a rush of emotions. It's just awesome.
How special is it to do it with your brother on the same team?
It just means the world to me. Nothing more I could ask for from track. My brother on the team, dad's a coach. It's just amazing.
The shuttle hurdle team of Cohen Mattson, Jackson Dodd, Tyler Carlson, and Keegan Grote placed second to qualify. Mattson on qualifying.
Feels great, really. We came out PR'd by a whole second. You know, it also goes with the competition we were facing tonight. Being able to beat Clear Lake is always awesome, too. And, yeah, it's pretty special to be able to go back down there.
In Clear Lake, what does that mean to you?
Obviously, we don't really like Clear Lake. They don't really like us. And being able to beat them it adds a little bit to it.
And then for you, you get ready to go back down there for this team.
Just to clean it up a little bit, fix things that we can fix, and get ready to run a clean set at the Oval.
The distance medley team of Keegan Grote, Elliot Carlson, Jackson Dodd, and Mason Van Pelt placed second to qualify. Grote on qualifying.
Coming in here, we just knew we had to go out and run our race like we have all year. I said I trust my guys that they're going to do their part and I was going to do mine. And ultimately, we went out, ran our race, and got to the Blue Oval.
What does that mean for you and the rest of the guys who are part of that team?
Oh, it means the world. We've worked our butts off all year, grinding to try to get to this place, and we finally got our goal. So happy.
Pretty competitive. What was that like getting to compete with a lot of these teams out here today?
I think it was really awesome to see all like the talent, see what we might see down at the Blue Oval. I think it really pushed us to help us run a better time. We did PR, so I think the other guys helped push us to be our best.
Also, Mason Brown automatically qualified for the 400 hurdles. Additionally, Humboldt had six at-large qualifiers with Ashlyn Works in the shot put and discus, Tyler Carlson in the high jump, Elliot Carlson in the long jump, the boys' 4x400 relay team, and Mason Van Pelt in the 800-meter run. Humboldt boys soccer won the 2024 NCC title for the third consecutive year with a 2-1 win against Webster City to share the conference with the Lynx. I sat down with head coach Joe Hadar to discuss a third consecutive conference championship.
Yeah, it's been good. I think that the game was one of the better games we've played and that, you know, I've been able to see. It was, you know, well played by both teams. Was just on the knife edge. I mean, they had a great chance to score, open the scoring. They hit the crossbar with their really first attempt in the first half. Carson did a great job in goal, and we put away our chances, and, you know, we got the win this time, but that's the way it's been going with this series, and good to see both teams doing well.
Three consecutive North Central Conference championship titles for your team between sharing with Webster City the last 2 years and then winning it outright back in 2022 over Garner Hayfield Ventura. Have you had a chance to reflect now on the feat of going from becoming a conference sport to now winning three straight NCC titles in the 3 years it's been an NCC-sanctioned sport?
Who was it? Yogi Berra said I couldn't have done that without the players. You know, the guys have put in the effort, and it's everything that they do. You know, it's in the classroom and on the field. You know, it's Coach Beach and Coach Murtha. You know, the amount of work that they put in has been great. The fan support, I mean, again, last night, big game, and the Humboldt fans outnumbered the Webster City fans last night. And that was so great for us to have our fans there showing us the support that they always show us. A really knowledgeable group. They got behind the guys. You know, we got goals from our senior leaders, Nolan Gustafson with a great shot on goal that just came off of one of the Webster City players trying to block it into their goal. And then, you know, Gage Allen sometimes you got to have somebody brave enough to go up for that header in the box. And Gage did that and got it on frame and just squeaked under their goalkeeper's arms. I mean, it's a game of inches like that, and we got the breaks, but boy, we worked for it. Both teams really pushed each other all the way. I know Webster City wanted it, you know, to be champions and knock us out of there, and we just didn't let that happen. So it was great for see both teams working as hard as they have. And like I think I've said all through the season, you know, I want to have a good state run now. I want to have a good run at trying to make it back to the state tournament, but that's a cup tournament. So you lose one game and you're done. And when we're in the whole season, it's adding it up and adding it up. And, you know, we had games against teams that we, on paper, we should have just dominated them, and we didn't. And there were a variety of reasons throughout the whole season, you know, from the issues that were going on and off the field. And the team really rallied around each other and worked for each other. I mean, the deepness of our bench showed so much. And even though last night we only used one substitute, just to have that one substitute to rotate three guys in the midfield that needed the break and needed that really helped us. It's been the whole season getting it done in the conference and, you know, really working hard as a group, and it pays off. So that's what I like to see from the team and from the coaching staff and from everybody involved. Outstanding effort throughout thick and thin, up and down. They stayed together. You know, they felt super confident going into that game. They knew the effort that they had to put in, and they put in the effort. And yeah, it could have gone the other way, but we knew we were going to be able to compete with them. And just knowing that you can compete with a team, you know, that's a big plus.
You have a week off from matches, as the next match for you is going to be in the playoffs, the sub-state semis against the winner of Monday's matchup of Greene County and Panorama. To have a week off, do you look at this as a plus with some of the things you've had to deal with, at least stamina-wise, on this team? Or are you a little bit worried having a week off from matches as well?
Not really worried. We've done it the last couple of years. It's good for us to get a little breather there right before we get into the sub-state tournament. You know, it's not an easy road to the state. I think Greene County looks pretty good, and you know, if we get past them, then we've got to go play probably Perry, would be the team that would be favored there, and they're number one seed and we're number two. But we'll feed off of that too. We love being the underdogs, and I don't think many people would pick us over Greene County. So will it be an advantage or disadvantage? It's hard to say. You know, it's just pretty much how the team reacts. I know the guys want to get back to state, and I know they want to go beyond that. But like I said, it's how you play on the night when you have to play. So, you know, for me, the state tournament is kind of like the cherry on the top of the season. Let's go there and have some fun. And now the weather's nice, and, you know, everybody, like, with we get the week off, we'll have a lot more people in better health. So, yeah, I guess I like that, given the amount of games we normally play. And we have played a lot of games here in the last week. So I'll take the week off and take our chances on the 20th.
That matchup, it's either going to be Greene County or Panorama. Have you had a chance to look ahead at either one of these opponents a week from Monday?
The players are our scouts, and they've all been checking it out, and so they've been looking at them, and you know, they know their strengths and weaknesses. So we'll talk about that at practice next week and get down to it and see what we can develop. You know, we know the things that we need to work on. Even from last game, we saw some things as a coaching staff where we were talking in the bus afterwards, like, yeah, we know what some of the things that we want to work on in the next couple of days are going to be. We'll be back at it next week and going after it and talk about some things that we want to put in place. So, you know, we're excited about it. Everybody's excited. We won the conference. Great bus ride home last night. And, you know, just talking to the guys about, let's keep doing the right things as the season continues, and let's try to stretch our season as much as we can. I said, ever since I've been coaching, I tell teams, you know, the teams that end up down at state are the teams who really want to be there. We got banged up guys from last game. It's a tough game, and every opponent's going to be tougher. At some point, maybe some teams are going to say, hey, you know, we don't want to play at that kind of level, but this group does. I'm not worried about our players' attitudes. A good group, and we'll take it as far as we can. And I know that last game, whatever it is, we'll leave it on the field. We left it on the field, and we ended up with the W. So that's the kind of group that they are, and we'll be ready for whatever.
Congratulations on winning the North Central Conference for a third consecutive season. We look forward to seeing this group make their run, trying to get back down to Des Moines for a third consecutive season.
Well, we're going to give it our best shot. Thanks, Matt.
Humboldt baseball begins the 2024 season on Monday at Manson Northwest Webster as they come off an undefeated conference slate a year ago as NCC champions. I sat down with Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm, who begins his 25th season at the helm.
So you're looking at the outcome part of that. It's obviously we want to be in contention again this year and give ourselves a chance to be able to compete for that title. But right now, we're just in the early stages of the season, and we have a lot of our great chunk of our kids are involved in other spring activities right now, and it's a little bit of hit and miss right now as far as having guys in practice and having them together with any sort of consistency. So it's been a little bit of a challenge right now, but that's just something that we go through every spring, and eventually all that will work itself out, and we'll get everybody back together. But just have to be patient with it and work through it right now. And what we're going to look like this week three coming up here, where we're going to be playing games, I'm guessing we'll look a lot different when we get to July.
As far as the team, I know you've got a lot of different players in other sports right now, but do you have an idea of what this team's going to look like pitching-wise, fielding-wise, hitting-wise this year?
Well, we feel like we have pretty good depth. I feel like we got a number of guys that we can count on to go out and throw strikes for us. Isaiah Busick is coming back, and he threw a ton of innings for us last year, and he would have been one of, you know, our top or top two pitchers, depending on any given night with it. You know, I thought Jaden did a super job for us last year too, but Isaiah, as a sophomore, was tremendous, and we're expecting even more out of him this year, and I know he expects a lot of himself as well, but we'll be looking to him to eat a huge portion of innings this year and to be at a high level with that. But then after that, we just have a ton of depth, and all that's going to shake out. You know, if I had to name a number two right now, I don't know. I mean, I would have trouble just saying this guy's going to be our number two. But that's not saying that we don't have quality, because I feel like I said, we've got a lot of guys that can throw strikes, a lot of guys with good stuff. And it's just a matter of letting these guys, you know, determine this. They're going to get opportunities, and they're going to show what they can do, and all that stuff will work itself out, so we're not too concerned about it. But, yeah, I do feel like we do have good depth, and I think it's going to be fun watching all of this shake out. And, you know, eventually we'll get into June, and roles will start being established a little bit more concretely, and we'll just roll with it from there. But, yeah, I think we got good pitchers. From a hitting standpoint, I feel like we've got good depth as well, and that's going to be interesting for us too, because we, you know, right now I feel like we do have a lot of options, and we're just going to be able to allow these kids to compete with each other and look at it from that perspective, where they're going to have to earn positions with it, and ultimately it's going to make us better as a team, because we are going to have good competition internally with it, so that's exciting.
Returning letter winners on this team, who are you looking to this year to kind of lead where those seniors left off a year ago?
We've got great leaders. You know, you look to Corey Detman, and Corey's been around for a long time, and he's going to be an anchor in our outfield. He did a super job for us last year in center field, and he's a treat to watch. He's going to go out there and utilize that speed, and he gets great jumps on balls, and we look for him to take control of the outfield and, you know, go with it from there. We look at Evan Hatcher as a senior coming back as a starter for us from the catching position. And he gives us options as well as far as playing different positions. Hopefully we can actually get him up on the mound this year and let him eat up some innings as well. But, you know, great athlete. You know, I think he's going to take some steps this year as far as being a big part of our hitting lineup, whereas last year he didn't necessarily have to do a lot for us. We're looking for him to do some damage for us this year with that. Riley Sorensen started and hit at the top, towards the top of the lineup for us last year, so we'll be looking for more of the same from him. And we got a lot of guys, you know, seniors through freshmen, who we feel are going to compete with each other and push each other and, you know, play a role, play a part for us in one form or another.
And, Coach, lastly, you've got the first game of the season here on Monday against Manson Northwest Webster.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's great. We're going to go out and we're going to compete as hard as we can, too, but it's still a case of we're so early in the season, especially since the state moved that up a couple of years ago, where we can start week three with games. And you know, usually we had another week to prepare, so a lot of it is still looking at that. We're looking big picture, and we want to be playing our best baseball by the end of the season with it. So there's still a huge developmental piece that goes into this. When we go out on Monday night, it'll probably be a bullpen type of game where we're still trying to build up arms and pitch counts, and you know, we'll probably throw our pitchers an inning or two type thing and try to get through it that way and just have them ready to go again on Friday with it, and we could be moving guys around and just getting different looks and that sort of thing with it. It's a great time of year, excitement with spring, the end of the school year, summer approaching us, and getting to play baseball again. So it's a great time, and we look forward to it. But like I said, we're trying to develop this thing and do it the right way so that we can be at our best by the end of the season.
Thank you for taking some time here to talk about the upcoming baseball season, and look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Sounds good. We'll see you over in Manson.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.